sees us. He loved us.
Otis! It feels so good to be back here at the Destillate Club. We like to do for you now a tune entitled Shamalama Ding Dong. So hit it.
Well, I figured back in segment two, we did Wham Bam, Shamalang. And I figured we should do Shamalama Ding Dong.
We'll just round it out for the show.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not?
Jinx, you owe me a Coke. All right. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Hit us in your Shamalama Ding Dong. Give us a call at 844-967-2789.
We do have a text as well from Randy O down in Stoughton. Randy O is letting us know that we need signage to go up at either the well-traveled areas or actual projects starting that Biden and Evers are why the projects occurred, and also state that the GOP did not support this or these infrastructure projects. So that's what Randy O from Stoughton is chiming in to share with his tangent.
And Randy, I am going to tell you that that's going to have to come from an independent outside source,
right?
And not the Biden administration, because that rings way too much of... Brought to you by the state.
Well, I don't know, because I mean,
which rings a lot kind of bad to a lot of people. But I think if you put up a, hey, by the way, this people who voted for this, people who didn't vote for this, like an informative type of thing.
Yeah, it would need to be a nonprofit because that. I mean, when the stimulus checks first came out for the COVID-19 pandemic and the government was being run by Donald Trump at that time, he signed all the stimulus checks, and I thought that was a little tacky. You know, because
especially since most people got it direct deposit. Right. I don't think he understands how that works.
Really no.
But anyway.
No.
But why would he understand how a normal American works?
Right. And I thought that aspect was pretty tacky. And I don't believe Biden did that, though. He had the Treasury Secretary or whoever whoever was responsible for overseeing the
agency. Because he's not a narcissistic freak.
Right. He doesn't need his name on everything.
Yeah.
But a lot of people were like, hey, Biden, you should do that. I mean, if Trump did it, you should do it as well. So the second round or third round of stimulus checks, you get the credit for it because that's what Trump did for the first round. And it's like, Randy, I don't really know exactly where I come down on that one, I guess.
Because, that's why every 15th, they say happy Biden check day, everybody.
Yeah, it's coming up. 2 weeks from Wednesday.
Congratulations, everyone. You're going to get more money if you have kids. Have more kids, everybody, or at least keep trying. I think that'll make everybody a lot happier. I don't know, but from my experience, that's what I'm told.
That's a PSA for Brian Kelly right here on Dueling Tangents.
Get it on with a Shamalama Ding Dong. All right, so infrastructure here. Real quick, I just want another press release here from American Bridge 21st Century.
Okay.
Just to go and round out where the regressives lie.
Yeah.
Senator Ron Johnson supports undermining American workers with dirt cheap outsourcing. And this is an actual quote. Why would you say this out loud, Ron Johnson? But again, he did. Wisconsin GOP U.S. Senator Ron Johnson last year endorsing the outsourcing of American manufacturing jobs, praising it as economically efficient for goods to be produced overseas for dirt cheap. That's really good. What's the first thing that I keep hearing from the chest-beating, whining right-wing people is that the
supply chain, the outsourcing
and everything. And they complain about, you know, buy American, but most of the American cars are made in Mexico, but a lot of the...
But Ron Johnson fails to include in his comments that it's good for him.
Yeah.
It's good for the people that own the manufacturing companies, the people that work currently at the manufacturing companies here in the United States that Johnson is referring to being outsourced and good for business then because you can create those dirt cheap jobs. It is not good for those workers by no means. And that's why we are seeing the individual, like the manufacturers that do still make things here, like John Deere. John Deere made a ton of money. John Deere made billions of dollars in profits and told their workers, yeah, we're going to give you a couple bucks as a raise. And they said no, and they struck. And they went on strike, and they argued that they needed to be paid more, and they stopped giving their labor, and then they won. They got one of the best wage negotiation contracts in the company's history because they went on strike. And they said, no, if you want us to continue making the products that you manufacture here at John Deere, we need to be paid better. And so, yes, Ron Johnson, he believes that the outsourcing is good for people that own these manufacturing companies, but it is not good for the employees of these manufacturing companies, and it's not good for the economy. It's just not.
No.
No. And
but again, he doesn't care as long as he gets reelected. That's really all it is. And
right.
he tries to hit on things that piss off people that go and they, well, we can't possibly vote for the Democrat. They're going to bring on socialist, Marxist, Leninist type of crap. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe my community that
can't
has
believe
been needing
money
is getting
money.
Can't believe they
wanted to save my job.
Money. Yeah. What a weird jerk trying to help people out. Anyway, I'm gonna finish this story or finish this entire thing on a lighter note. If you want to bet legally on sports,
you can do it now.
You can do it at Oneida Casino near Green Bay.
Yeah, right down the street from Lambeau Field, right?
Yeah. By the way, this is going to be the norm, Wisconsin. Let's see what happens first: statewide sports gambling or legalized marijuana? Because
100% sports-wide.
Oh, yeah, because the NFL wants it.
No, not even that, but there's not a giant lobby against legalizing weed. The Restaurant Association and all the alcohol manufacturers here in Wisconsin do not want to compete with legal weed. That's the reason why you're not going to see it.
Yeah,
here in Wisconsin. So there's no currently a lobby going against legalized statewide sports gambling, and so because that doesn't exist, I can guarantee you that will be the thing that happens first.
Here's a little thing from the Green Bay Press Gazette. This is Frank Weisvilla. Gamblers at Oneida Casino near Green Bay can now legally bet on sports first for Wisconsin. The Oneida Nation will start to take sports bets this week at its new gaming compact amendment with the state takes effect. It will be the first time legal sports betting takes place in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. By the way, this was initiated by Governor Evers.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Grouping coming ceremony is set for Tuesday at the tribe's main casino. Brayman and Webster are the group that are doing it. Ribbon cutting ceremony is set for. I skipped a paragraph. You shouldn't do that.
You shouldn't do that.
Ribbon cutting ceremony is set for Tuesday at the tribe's main casino at 2040 Airport Drive near Green Bay, Austin Strobel International Airport, with Oneida Bingo Queens Sandra Bremer and Alma Webster scheduled to place the first bets. Bremer and Webster are credited with starting and operating the most profitable bingo games in Wisconsin, starting in 1976 in the pre-tribal casino area. Yeah, I should say that. The place that has pull tabs in every single bar probably is going to legalize sports gambling
probably
sooner.
Yeah.
Can't believe they already did it. But by the way, Illinois already did it before you.
Well,
sports betting is nothing new here in Wisconsin, but legal betting is new.
Now the state can make money off of it. That's the aspect of it. Because you could always do like the daily fantasy bets and all the different sports betting already on your mobile devices, but that was never actually through an entity here in Wisconsin. So
yeah, and hooray for everybody.
We got one
vices
here in
Green
Bay.
Vices abounding.
Weird week to unroll that, though, on the Packers bye week, I guess. What do you got to bet on
the
this
people
weekend?
Who are legalizing things like this are the most clumsy people ever. And I can't wait for, like, let's say they legalize weed. Eveners would be like, okay, everybody, smoke up. Light them down.
Let's poke.
Let's burn the weeders and dance the pokers. Holy mackerel, folks.
Holy mackerel is right. You could probably get a strain called that down here in Wisconsin if
why not?
It. Yeah.
I'm smoking holy mackerel, y'all.
This has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got the Devil's Advocates coming up next and an Earl Ingram show after that. So stay tuned right here to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM.
That holy mackerel's funky.